Welcome back. And the Bulldogs with the run play. No yards gained. Second and 10. Some scores around the area. Houston, Willow Springs tied up at 7. Grove leads Salem 7-0. Thayer leads Ava 14-0. 30-0 here as we just start the second. Second and 10 for Kabul. Now we'll see them work out of the pistol. There's a toss to the right side. Not much there. Loss on the play, or well, see where they spot it. They're going to give him forward progress. So bring up 3rd and 11. The ball just shy of midfield. The ball go back to empty. Trips to the left, tight end tucked in tight. To the right, back to pass, pump fake. There's a throw, catch, and tackle. Skiles with the catch. Is that Parker?
I think it's Melby.
Melby? Yeah, it is Melby. Yeah.
Good play there by Melby.
Wrapped him up. Brought him down. Brings up 4th down. Another putting situation for the Bulldogs. Melby and is that Sawyer Morris or did and that's going to be off the side of the foot and that's going to be the fence.
I was going to say he kicked it plumb out of the stadium.
Yeah. To the left. not through the end zone, folks. To the left that went. And that went over the fence, so that football's in the weeds.
Ball boy.
Yeah. Go get it. Liberty, years ago, played Portageville, and it was Ethan and Luke Yarber's senior year, and Liberty, man, he was scoring all kinds of points like tonight and kicking it. My brother Tommy was working on the sidelines, and his job for Coach Ackland was, you know, get the football. Well, the little boys that was playing out in the street was running off with the football. And they had to stop the game, and, you know, because Liberty was running out of football. 1st and 10, Liberty. Motion is Morris. Back to pass. Looking downfield. There's Parker Toon. He's open, and he makes the catch, and he's going to go in for 6. Touchdown, Liberty. Still with the 1 penalty. So that'll back Liberty up 10 yards. It'll spot the football at the 35. So 1st and 20. Graham Toon stays in at quarterback. Jaron Rutledge, the tailback, trips to the left. Graham rolls out, pressure from the backside. Picked up, though. Catch thrown and made. Melby tackled at the 49, so Liberty picks up the penalty and half that, so it'll bring up 2nd and 6. .9:24 to go. 30-0 is your score, Liberty. Trips to the right. Sawyer Morris alone to the left. Graham Toon takes it, rolls to the right. He's got good blocking, makes the throw to Parker. Parker catches, gets to the sideline, and is forced out of bounds, just shy of the 30. Going to mark him out at the 32, so a new set of downs. Big pickup right there for Parker.
About 19.
Yeah, 19 or 20. Eddie Rodriguez comes in for Sawyer Morris. 1st and 10 at the Kabul 32. Trips to the left. Bulldogs show blitz. Quick pass to Rodriguez. Looks to break one tackle. Now he gets behind some Liberty blockers. and is brought down at the 25. That was a really nice run by Eddie Rodriguez.
It was.
And, you know, that Liberty had that wedge set, and he was able to get behind it. Picked up seven. It's going to bring up second and three. Jester in at wide receiver on the far side. Trips to the left. Parker Toon, the inside receiver. Graham takes the snap. Back to pass. Now he's throwing one up high for... Oh, that's pass interference, yeah. So flags are thrown. And, you know, that's not a bad play by Kabul, because if he didn't tackle him, it was six. It was a touchdown. So the penalty will be against the Bulldogs, and that will be their second penalty, but it's a 15-yarder and an automatic first down. Some coaches actually coach that, you know, if you're burnt, just tackle them. If it's a, you know, deep pass.
Yeah.
And there has been talk about, you know, making it a spot foul.
Yeah.
That would change it.
It would absolutely change it.
Because you figure, you know, if the line of scrimmage is at 50 and you throw one in the end zone and it's pass interference, well, it's just a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah. We're going out to the 35.
Well, there's the officials make the call. Now they'll move the line of scrimmage down to the 15. First and 10. Eagles. Trip to the right. Parker Toon, the inside receiver. In the middle, you've got Melby. Out wide, you've got Sawyer Morris. And over here all alone, I believe that is Kyle Roberts. That's a pretty good combination. Graham takes the snap. He's going to roll to the right. Looks, throws, and finds Parker. And Parker takes it in. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown. Parker Toon takes it in from 15 yards out. Throw from Graham Toon.
Little brother.
Yep, and the Eagles go up 36-0 with 7:47 to go. Eagles have scored every possession. And, you know, again, we talked about it. It's kind of everything Liberty is going to do is going to work. You know, it's more about, you know, when you're up against stiffer competition, is what the Eagles are trying to work on. Two-point conversion. Are they going to get their first one? Penalty flag is thrown. The catch. And it is good for Eddie Rodriguez, but the penalty flag has been thrown. See who it's against. Eddie's wanting that two-point conversion. I think it's going to be against Kabul. Holding, yep, Kabul. So Liberty will decline it, and it makes it 38-0. Liberty with 7:47 to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint, a full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
All right, welcome back. Mount Grove scored again on Salem. It's 14-0. West Plains was up 13, waiting for an extra point, to 6 over Poplar Bluff. 7:47 to go here in the first half. Liberty leads Kabul 38-0. Eagle set to kick it off. Now there was a penalty
on the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, on the 2-point conversion, so Liberty will kick it from the 50. I'd say Liberty just put it in the end zone. Why not? Just throw it in the end zone and
let's do it.
We'll see. You never know. That's what they're gonna do. Let's kick it into the end zone. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, no return. Zeros where we're at on the scoreboard. 7:47 on the time here in the second. Had some big plays, had some special team plays, and a big hit. First and 10, Kabul. Bulldogs are going to spread it out. Josiah Leonard takes the snap, and he'll hand it off to number 11, Bradley Honeycutt. Nothing there. Reed Toon able to get into the backfield with Hayden Oziah. Loss of a couple brings up second and 12. Out wide for the Bulldogs, Quentin Green to the right side. He's been their favorite target of Josiah Leonard. And penalty flag thrown. False start. Kabul. Bulldogs have been penalized 25 yards. Liberty has been penalized 20.
Oh, how good was that feedlot burger, though?
That was good.
That's a good burger.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about that. Here comes Liberty. They're coming after him.
Ooh.
Knocked away.
Picked
it off. And the Eagles will have it first and goal. It was batted. And who was it? Was it Roberts?
Number 3. I'm not sure who number 3 is tonight. Oh, Roger Hefner.
Yeah, Hefner. So Hefner with the interception, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 5-yard line, so first and goal from the 5. 6:55 to go. That's the second interception, isn't it?
Yep. Second turnover. And both of them were taken back to the 5.
Yeah. Trips to the left, out wide. Morris for Liberty. Graham's going to throw it to the corner, knocked away.
Oh, he's trying to get Hefner.
Yeah.
That'd have been cool.
Second and goal for the Eagles. Kyle Roberts will come to the sideline and get the play. Ball is spotted on the far hash. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Liberty working to the left. Down to 10 seconds now. 5 seconds, and the Eagles with 3 seconds get to the line of scrimmage. They get it snapped, and it's a little running back toss, and Rutledge takes it in. Penalty flag is thrown. It is a touchdown, but we got a penalty flag.
Huh. kind of
holding Liberty.
I was going to say where the flag was thrown, it's either got to be a holding or a block.
They'll back Liberty up. And they'll replay second and goal.
From the 15.
Yep. So Liberty now penalized four times for 30 yards. Two holding penalties. Hafner out wide. Parker Toon, the inside receiver. Morris out wide to the left. Roberts, the inside receiver. And they're throwing it for Parker Toon. Parker Toon makes the catch. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Parker Toon. And the Eagles go up 44-0. 6:38 to go in the first half. And Liberty now is going to go for the more conventional, just kick an extra point. Two-point conversions aren't working. So, something you can control. You never know. You might need a field goal for a district championship or a state playoff game. Extra point is up, and it's good. Wyatt Cox punches it in, and the Eagles go up 45-0. 6:38 to go in the first half. We'll take a break, come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. 45-0, Liberty, they're cruising. They've scored a touchdown with every possession they've had. And the Eagles are set to kick it off again. This will help your stats.
Yeah.
Rutledge boots it off and kicks it out of bounds. So the Bulldogs will have fantastic field position. First and 10, Kabul. Eagles with the lead. Bulldogs looking at first and 10. The ball is going to be spotted. First and 10 at the 42 is a penalty against Liberty. Bulldogs will work out the pistol. And a false start. Cox was he was creeping. So
think about the whole right side of the offensive line was.
Yeah. So fourth penalty for the Bulldogs.
One way to help your teammate out. I don't want them to single you out, so I'll go with you.
Yeah. First and 15. Yeah, Coach, he's going to have to chew on us all. There's a toss in the backfield, and nothing there. Reed Toon with the tackle. Also getting back there again.
Sean.
Yeah. Well, Ozziah. Yeah. Second and 15. two receivers out wide. Well, now Justin Moore goes out to the left for the Bulldogs. He's just outside the hash. Leonard with the shotgun motion. They fake the handoff to Honeycutt. It's a quarterback keeper. And Leonard gets back to the line of scrimmage. Carter Ellick checks into the ball game. Number 11. I think Carter's a freshman, correct?
Correct.
.507 to go in the half. 45-0. Liberty. Out of the shotgun. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. And not much there. Picks up a couple, and they'll bring up 4th and 13. Parker Toon and Melby back to return. Line of scrimmage is the Bulldog 40. Looks like they'll be punting it from right around the 30-yard line. Liberty will await the punt at about the 35. Leonard angles it out of bounds. So no return. 1st and 10, Liberty. Liberty will have good field position. Yeah, it was kicked out of bounds, so.
Yeah, but that they get take possession where it crosses the line.
Right, right.
But they, it's like he caught it out of bounds, and they're saying that
should be at about the.
Should be like 40, 5 yards.
45,
five
yeah.
Yards before that. But.
Yeah. 1st and 10, Liberty. Back to pass, Graham Toon. Oh, he's looking for Roberts. Batted away.
The ball just underthrown by a yard.
And that was.
Kyle Roberts.
Ranson Kidwell with the coverage. He swatted it away.
Good route, good-looking ball. It was just a little underneath. Just had to get a little more air under it.
2nd and 10. Graham Toon with 4x4. Two receivers on each side. Flushed out. He's got all kinds of time. Plant throws.
Right.
That's caught by Parker. Now Parker gets to the edge, breaks the tackle.
Man.
He might go all the way. Has to cut it back inside. Fights it is wrestled down inside the 10. It'll be 1st and goal, Liberty. From the 39-yard line is where the line of scrimmage was. And they're going to spot him at the 7, so 32 yards.
Yeah.
Or no.
No.
42 yards. From the 39.
40. So you got 42.
10.
42 plus 50.
And here's a toss to Roberts. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Kyle Roberts. And the Eagles go up 51-0. 3:09 to go in the first half. Oh, Caden Day-Garner is not dressed tonight.
No, I think he kind of got banged up in the JV game the other night was the word I got.
Wyatt Cox for the point after. Kick is up. Oh, it hits the goal post. No good. So the score stays 51-0. 3:09 to go in the half. Eagles in control. 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
All right, welcome back. They're up on Ava 22-0, Houston leading Willow Springs 21-7. Eagles are leading Kabul here at the pit 51-0. Eagles set to kick it off again. And that was a 52-yard
catch for Parker.
Caught at about the 10-yard line in the return, right in the middle of the field, all the way out to the 34-yard line. Quentin Green, 81, with the return. He's kind of been the offense for Kabul.
He has.
First and 10. 2:57 to go here in the half. 51-0 Liberty. Josiah Leonard will work out of the pistol. And he'll hand it off. Short gain. And it was Justin Moore, 44, with the carry. No gain, second and 10. Melby comes off, and Easton Smotherman checks in. Easton will line up as a cornerback here right below us. He'll pick up Riley Ryerson. Back to pass. Throw, catch at midfield. Eddie Rodriguez with the coverage. Quentin Green with the catch. Biggest offensive play of the night for the Bulldogs.
15 yards.
Ball is spotted at the 49 of Kabul. That was a slant. Got a quarterback that can throw them. They say you can't defend the slant.
No, you
got hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Ooh. Nice play, and on the misdirection, a big hole opens up, and another big play. That was Briley Honeycutt on the little misdirection right there.
Another 15-yarder.
Bulldogs in Liberty territory. First and 10. 1:25 to go. 51-0 Liberty. They'll try to run the same play just to the opposite side, but Tyler Glasscock said no. Big old number 70 wrapped him up and brought him down. With the carry was 22, Stephen Skylus. No gain on the play, second and 10. Under a minute to go in the half. Bulldogs will get the football to start the second half. Empty backfield. And it's another handoff and nowhere to go. Loss on the play. Honeycutt on the carry, but a host of Liberty Eagles got through. Loss of
seven?
Five.
Five?
Yeah. Third and 15. 14. Third and 14. Loss of four. Empty backfield. Dropping back.
Ooh.
Looking in the middle. It's picked off. Picked off by Liberty. And some running room. Oh, there's a holding. No call. Liberty's going to take it all the way to the house. No! Forced out of bounds. Oh, so close. And that was Liam Greer with the pick.
And I think that's going to end the half.
Yeah. No penalties. That is the half. So Liberty comes up with three interceptions. They put up 51 points. Liam Greer was thought he might have had six more, but forced out of bounds inside the five. So after one half of play, Liberty 51, Kabul 0. Break. We'll come back and go through first half numbers. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
96.9 The Fox. The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Roofbound service right to your door. Call 257-0504.